Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Listen to this word, and I want you to get it changed in your mind so that you never hear it again the same way. He said, in the 14th chapter, he said, if you keep my commandments, you love me. Two or three times. But now listen to this. Now he says, verse 14, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. He interchanges the word friend and love. The word friend in our modern vernacular has lost so much of its meaning. It's just been thrown around until to so many people it just means nothing. Do you understand that it is significant that the Lord uses this word here, doesn't he? He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for who? He laid down his life for us, didn't he? What does that make us? Is that a big thing? Huh? Do we view it as a big thing, or do we think, well, ho-hum, friends, I got a lot of friends. No, not really. Not what he's talking about here. A lot of what you may think is not what he's saying. He goes on to say, you are my friends. He's proven that he is our friend. He laid down his life for us. But now it's our turn. Amen. To prove to him we are his friend by what? By doing whatever he commands us to do. And that will involve us laying down our life. But is that a bad thing? That's the only thing that'll satisfy us anyway. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Hallelujah. I want you to just say it one time. I'm getting to some things, but just say it one time. He is my friend.
He is my friend.
And I am his friend.
Friend
literally means that you are fond of someone, that they are dear to you. And I mean, I could go on with a number of definitions, but you don't want to get too hung up on these things. You want to get the spiritual input of it. A friend is also a partner. But now, don't just think on one tangent with partner. A partner is a sharer. Someone that you have fellowship with. Fellowship means you share common things. When we sit down to a meal, if there's a big bowl of beans and bread on the table and you and I eat together, you eat beans and I eat beans and you eat bread and I eat bread, and when we get through, we both got the same thing in us. That's fellowship. Well, not only that, but if we're talking about something while we're eating, right? Words are just letters. But the letters are put together and we put spiritual content in it. And I take things from the inside of me and put it in my words and give them to you. And you take them, and if you believe them and you value them, if you value me, you value my words. If you're fond of me and I'm dear to you, then my words are dear to you. Then you'll take my words and you go, oh, thank you for your words. And you'll take them and you'll eat them, and then what was in me gets down in you. And then you take some of the precious things in you and you put them in your letters and your words and you say, here. And I take them and I say, oh, thank you. And I take them and you and I wind up with the same things in us. Hallelujah. That's fellowship. That's koinonia. That's communion. Oh, are you with me tonight? Communion. When we take communion together. And that's not just when we observe the Lord's Supper per se in a service. It's any time I see you and you me, and our hearts are right. And you are dear to me and I am dear to you. And what I have is dear to you, and what you have is dear to me. There immediately begins to be a reciprocal flow. That's supposed to be happening from the body through every part, all the way down through every member, a reciprocal flow, a supply of the Spirit. Amen. And joints supplying every part until there is an overall edifying, building up of the body in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, help me to get this out better. Friend means something. Friend means something. In Proverbs, don't turn there, but Proverbs says, a friend loves at all times. Amen? Another translation says of it, a true friend is always loyal. How do you know your friend? A real friend is a friend when? At all times. He goes on to say in Proverbs that open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Would you rather have a friend slap you than an enemy kiss you? Yeah. Any day. Right? Whew. Don't give me no slobbering enemy kiss. Does that bother you like it does me? Whew. Another one says, wounds from a friend can be trusted. He wouldn't have slapped you unless you needed it. Right? And he waited as long as he could. But you just needed it bad. So it's like that old aftershave commercial. What are you supposed to say? Thanks. I needed that. It goes on to say in that same chapter, Proverbs 27:9 says, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. And so does the sweetness of a man's friend by counsel of the soul. We're talking about precious things here, friend. Aren't we? He goes on in the same chapter in the 17th verse to says, iron sharpens iron, and so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Now come back to this in John 15. Verse 13, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. A friend is someone who's dear to you. You see their value. And see, that's the basis and the root of God's great love to us. He loved us when we didn't see anything of value in ourselves. And looking back over my life, it makes me want to weep right now. But looking back over my life, the people I can see, just with my few short years of experience, that you can say, that's a real friend, are people who saw things in me I didn't see in me, who believed in me even when I didn't. Amen? People, you know, I'm looking back now, people who helped me get started in ministry, different times would call me aside and say, you know, you've got an anointing in this area. And man, when you do this, it's a blessing. And I'm thinking, really? I thought people were just tolerating me. But when people, and I'm not talking about flattery now, I'm not talking about vain flattery. That's like the enemy kiss. You don't want none of that. Don't slobber on me with that vain flattery. But people that really, they love you enough to look past the junk and keep pushing the weeds and junk aside until they go, whoa, look here, look here. This is something rich. And if they begin to talk about it and begin to show it to you until you start seeing it. And you start believing it, and you begin to acknowledge every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. That's a friend. That's a friend. And even if you've blown it and messed up and you're sitting on the ash heap like Job, scraping yourself with a broken bowl, they'll swing by and come by and say, "Brother, the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. That anointing's still on your life. Those gifts are still in there. I can see them." They believe in you. You cannot put a price on somebody that believes in you. That's why the Bible says, your friend and your father's friend forsake not. People that have stood by you, stood by your fathers and your family members, and they believed in you and they trusted you and they had faith in you, you do not, no matter what the reason, throw them away. You do not write them off. These things are not accidental. They are God joined. They're connections of God for people to see you and God give them a glimpse into you and to see some of His gifts. Like we were singing this morning, I can see things precious in you, things of great value. That's of God. Praise the Lord. And it's a friend, a gift of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Keep reading. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not. Now did you hear that? The servant what? Does the servant get the revelation? Does the servant knows what's going on? What's going on? No. Servant knows not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Oh, to be the friend of God. Do you know what that means? It means He takes you into His secret counsel. Oh, glory to God. Are you the friend of God?
Yes.
What does that mean? It means that you are dear to Him. He's fond of you. You are precious to Him. You are the apple of His eye. And you're no longer, having been born again and in Christ Jesus, no longer just a servant. Yes, we serve God, but we're not just servants. We are sons, and not just sons, we are friends.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.